My name's Delia Jarrett McCauley, and I'm a novelist and biographer, and I'm based in London. The Life of Eunice Marston is a biography which I started researching back in the 1980s, so it's been with me for a very long time now. I came across Eunice Marston in the papers of an early black organisation called the League of Coloured Peoples. And at the time, I was keeping notes on various black women, women from both Africa and the Caribbean. And the reason that I decided I absolutely had to focus on her life and, in a sense, abandon the others, is I saw a reference that said Eunice Marston, who is well known as a BBC producer, is now on holiday in Jamaica. And the note was dated 1945. Now, in late 1980s Britain, there were not very many black women who were well known either as BBC producers or indeed anywhere in the BBC. So I felt if there was somebody who had really achieved that back in the 1930s and 40s, then I really had to get to grips with her life story.
So much prejudice in those days. How did she do it? How did she get in?
She got in because, of course, there was a war from 1939, and she'd been a practising journalist in Jamaica, and she'd been sent to England by her newspaper to cover a story, which was the Miss Jamaica contest. And while she was covering that story, she met a man called Cecil Madden of the BBC. And of course, there was BBC television in those very early days, so she was up at Ali Pali. And they were looking for somebody who could cover the occasional West Indian story, and Eunice Marston was the obvious person to do it. That's how she got in.
A bit of an inspirational figure for you, as you too have broadcast on the BBC.
She was an inspirational figure for me. I think perhaps slightly less because of her broadcasting than just her pure grit, actually, to getting things together and being able to make that transition from quite a small society in Jamaica to operate in big organisations like the BBC, and to travel around and speak her mind. So she was a feminist, and she was a political activist, a poet and a playwright. So she was very multi-talented, I think.
From that, you've now written a novel set in Sierra Leone, your ancestral land, about child soldiers, which sounds a pretty heavy subject for a novel. How did this come about?
I don't think I would easily have thought about changing from biography, which obviously demands lots of historical research and is a completely different genre from writing fiction. But there was a civil war in Sierra Leone, which is my ancestral country. It was a long civil war. It lasted 10 years. And I think somewhere at the back of my mind, I had felt the need to turn my attention to Africa and writing about West Africa. And then one day, I was at home and saw BBC Lunchtime News, in which they were interviewing child soldiers. And I remember specifically there was a little boy called Citizen. He was about 8 or 9. And like a lot of the child soldiers who were dragged into the civil war in Sierra Leone, he had been made to kill members of his family. In that particular case, it was his grandparents. And I decided pretty much straight away that that was a subject I wanted to tackle. Because what happens to a family, to any family, is indicative of what's going on in the nation state. And I thought, if we can begin to understand how mothers and fathers and grandparents actually respond to child soldiers, then it's a way of, in a sense, taking a temperature of what's going on in Sierra Leone as a whole. And of course, there were so huge potential, I think, for exploring family life and philosophical questions such as, you know, how do we cope with sin and badness, if you like, and wrongdoing, extreme wrongdoing in children, and what are the limits of redemption and hope? And then obviously political questions to do with why the war happened and what the roots of the war are for individual, ordinary people. So, I mean, in a sense, I can say these things now, but when I was starting out, I was not really aware of what I was doing. But, you know, I had a bit of a sense that, you know, this was worth mining. So I jumped in and started writing and, you know, researching and writing until I felt I'd got something that worked. Yeah.
And people who've read the book say there are sad parts to it, but it's also full of hope.
It is full of hope, yes, because there is forgiveness and there is understanding. And war in Sierra Leone has been a very varied, if you like, phenomenon. There have been obviously, you know, downsides and killings and lots of pain and hurts. But there's a lot of evidence of people coming together and greater understanding. And I try to write the book actually with humour as well, because they're children after all, and they're a family situation. So it doesn't just focus on the child soldiers, actually, it's much broader than that.